Talk Live. 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
That's right. We are live on a Sunday evening. I know that that just doesn't seem very common, but it is true. You may call in at 855-453. Normally we take calls on everything, but we're going to be talking to Stefan Kinsella. And Stefan has an unusual pedigree. There's a lot of talk going on around about intellectual property out there. And Stefan Kinsella,
because of the recent SOPA and PIPA thing.
That's right. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here, Mark and Stephanie. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Very good. And you are an intellectual property lawyer.
I am. I'm a patent attorney and an IP lawyer for about 19 years now.
So, you know, a lot of people have been talking about the SOPA thing. As I was watching CNN today, and I don't know if these commercials are misplaced. I've heard SOPA was shelved. It's never coming back, and all those sorts of things. But there was a SOPA ad, two of them, as a matter of fact, on CNN today, talking about there are foreign people stealing American products. And, you know.
So this was a pro-SOPA?
Yes.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
I wouldn't assume that it's dead right now. I think my guess is if it comes back, it'll be under a different name, but it'll just come back under, you know, a different name. These two current bills, of course, have different names, SOPA, Stop Online Piracy Act, and PIPA, the Protect Intellectual Property Act, each were themselves spawns of one that went down to the DEET about a year or two ago called COICA, Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act. And there was one passed in 2008 under George W. Bush called Pro-IP Act, which actually gave the Justice Department a lot of the powers they have now to stop terrorism, and that is what they used just 2 days ago to have FBI agents swarm into New Zealand, I kid you not, and arrest four people for copyright infringement in the United States.
How do they do it? How do they go into sovereign countries with a police force and sweep people up?
Well, they got the permit, they got the cooperation of our poodles in New Zealand and Hong Kong and a couple of other countries because, you know, we're the big dog wagging the tail. But it was literally the FBI doing it. And there's actually another student, a student in Britain, who has been ordered to be extradited to the United States for having a link on his website which linked to another site which had allegedly pirated allegedly pirated content. So
I've heard about that one.
The United States has notoriously always been about the worst country in terms of asserting its laws extraterritorially, that is, in other countries. Our antitrust laws, our money laundering laws, and now our copyright and IP laws.
So, what do you say to people? Because it's my understanding you're against intellectual property. You've written a great many articles against the idea of intellectual property. What do you say to somebody who says, "Well, they're stealing American products. American companies are coming up with these movies and these songs and these computer programs, and people that are using them and sharing them, they're stealing."
Well, I would say that, I mean, this is actually the problem with the opposition to SOPA and PIPA, is that almost everyone you hear that opposes it says, well, piracy is a big problem, and of course protecting intellectual property is important, but this law just goes too far. And
yeah.
I think that's why the law is going to keep coming back, because most of the opponents don't have a good reason to oppose it. If you really believe, patterns of information that people release into the world are ownable property, then there is theft going on, and we do need to ratchet up protection. But then we're going to have something like the drug war, where basically you have an unwinnable war,
and
we just keep ratcheting up the penalties and the prohibitions, and that's what they're doing. The basic copyright law hasn't really changed. It's just that they're escalating the enforcement mechanisms and the penalties.
The penalties.
To just try to – I mean – there's a study done by one law professor, John Tehranian, and he said, you know, if you take the average internet-savvy person, just looking at the activities they engage in on a daily, weekly, annual basis, you know, forwarding emails, sharing things online, they racked up potentially up to $4.5 billion of liability per person per year. every one of us if all the copyright law was applied as it's written.
So, wow.
Unbelievable.
And that probably has a lot to do with news stories and things like that, because, I mean, you know, I post news stories all over the
place. We read them on Free Talk Live. I suppose that's technically illegal.
I think it might be fair use. I don't know. I mean, I'm not 100% certain.
Well, the problem is, so this guy discounted fair use as a big sense because fair use is notoriously vague and ambiguous.
It is vague.
So,
yeah.
And it results in the chilling of speech when these companies sue you and they say, look, you have to stop this, even if it's a fair use defense. And, of course, that's part of the problem with SOPA and TIPA is that would give what these laws, let me just explain what they would do. They basically would give the right to the government or even to private companies, depending upon the version of the bill you're looking at, to make an allegation that some website had a link to infringing content or infringing content, and the allegation could be ex parte. That is, the person who was accused wouldn't even know of this allegation, wouldn't have a chance to defend themselves completely without due process. And a process would be put in motion where an order would come from the government or from a court to Google and ISPs saying, you have to shut this website off. So you would have a website up one day, and all of a sudden it would be just shut down, and you wouldn't even know why until it was shut down. And that would even include websites that had what they call location information tools. In other words, Google, because Google told you where to go to the website with certain content that the government doesn't want you to look at. So basically, it's Chinese-style firewall censorship. They would establish what's called a blacklist of unapproved websites, which everyone would have to comply with and shut down, which is the equivalent of a whitelist. In other words, only approved websites that have approved content that the government wants people to hear have a right to be on the Internet, which is the most important tool of freedom and information in world history, which is why the government and its interests are fighting against it, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I mean, one thing's clear about SOPA is it was a terrible, terrible IP law. Now, I'm generally against the idea of government enforcement of intellectual property rights or whatever they are myself, but the SOPA itself would destroy the Internet. So, I mean, when what's the guy from Wikipedia? He got
Jimmy Wales.
Yeah, Jimmy Wales got on, and I think it was on CNN or something, being saying that essentially Pirate Bay were a bunch of criminals.
They said it was poorly worded on their website, too. I think when they did the blackout, I think it said, like, we can't support this poorly worded legislation, implying that maybe they would support another version or something.
And, you know, this is how they do it, though. They bring forth big, ugly legislation, then they'll get some of the provisions that they wanted to get through.
Or they'll just chop it up piecemeal and put all the provisions into must-pass, you know, spending bills and things like that, which is why I'm really concerned about this, because I think it's not really completely gone.
Well, there's already an alternative bill pending. It's called the Open Act, and everyone is breathing a sigh of relief, like, oh, thank God. The more reasonable guys like Ron Wyden are promoting Open, which will be a more reasonable response to piracy. Well, if we have a system where we're already extraditing students from Britain, and we just arrested with our FBI four people in New Zealand, and everyone is already liable to $4.5 billion a year in damages, I think that the tools are in place already to defend copyright.
Right. If you're really concerned about it, I think that it's probably being over-defended already.
I mean, what's the next thing? Beheadings in a public square? I mean, literally, these guys are insane, and copyright has this criminal aspect. That's why they're arresting these guys. They're calling it racketeering and mail fraud and money laundering just because they allowed people to share. Now, if you understand what Mega Upload did, and I never used it, but they're not that dissimilar to the way YouTube, which is a Google subsidiary, and this file sharing site that everyone uses, I'm forgetting the name of it now, you know, people can share big files with each other. It's almost the same idea. So
Dropbox and those kind of things.
Yeah, Dropbox. Okay.
I want to ask Stefan when we get back. It seems like what happened to Mega Upload was really similar to what SOPA allowed, and it happened anyway without it passing.
Stefan, please hold the line. 855-453, if you've got any questions on intellectual property, Stefan can answer them for you. 855-450-3733.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vapersmiths.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, Mike Pens with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pens, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pens, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pens, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the sacred toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
We've also got Stefan Kinsella, IP attorney, on the line here, patent attorney. But before we get back to him, you not have enough time to read books anymore? Audiobooks are a great way to get in all that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down with a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment.
They've got business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, and everything else. Every other book category you can imagine, they've got it at audible.com. It's fast, easy, and affordable. I've downloaded stuff over there. If I can do it, you can do it. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and have Audible's made it easy to do the downloading for me. You can get a free download from Audible by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's right, free audiobook from Audible at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go over there, check them out. Get one of the books. There's more than 100,000 titles over there, all the new releases and things that you want to read about. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let's go back to Stefan. Stefan, you there?
I'm here.
So we were talking about Pippa and Sopa, which may have died an ignominious death, but they're trotting out something new called Open?
Well, that was proposed by Ron Wyden a month or two ago as an alternative, but it's pretty bad as well. It has a lot of the same. It doesn't have the DNS breaking provisions, which even SOPA has apparently dropped for now. But you know, the problem with these things are. Let me give you a little history of what happened here. In the late 1990s, under the Clinton administration, we had the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Yeah.
And that was yet another attempt to stop the growing threat of piracy. This is the dawn of the Internet. And then under Bush, I mentioned the Pro-IP Act, which also expanded the powers. So they're always trying to ratchet up their attempts to stop what they call piracy and counterfeiting, which normal people call copying and file sharing and learning
right. And
competition. Mm-hmm. Under the DMCA, and I was a new practicing lawyer at the time, and we had to learn these new provisions. And what happened was, it had terrible provisions in there. They had these provisions that banned anti-circumvention technology. In other words, if some copyright holder adopts a technological measure to try to protect their copyrighted work, like a DRM provision or something, then if you try to crack that, okay, or you try to make or sell a machine that had the capability of cracking that, it was basically, in a sense, to own or sell that device. Now, we all know what these are called. They're called computers. I mean, every computer now, even an iPhone, probably could be programmed to hack and decrypt these files. So lying in that provision is the ability of the state to declare illegal every computer on the earth because it potentially could be used to get around am I still on?
Yeah, of course. You see
how these things can really be used selectively, you know, because if everyone is a violator, then who are they going to go after first? Well, to the ones that get on the bad side of whatever officials are prosecuting these things, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's the danger of this. I mean, it's like saying every gun could be used for a crime, so guns are outlawed. It's the same idea behind that as well.
Hmm.
But in the DMCA, some of the people that were a little nervous about it, they didn't really realize what was going to happen. They insisted that we put in this safe harbor provision, which said, look, if you are a website or an ISP, really, ISP is what they talk about, internet service providers or online service providers, if you have users like that log on and they post material like a comment on a blog or something like that, should the website that's hosted be liable for potential copyright infringement liability if the material is copyright infringing, or defamation liability, which in my view, defamation is yet another type of intellectual property right. And the law said, look, you're not a publisher. In other words, you're not the one responsible for it if your user puts it on your website, as long as you timely respond to takedown notices. This is why we have this DMCA takedown procedure that everyone is used to now. But if we hadn't had that in place, it would have probably not allowed YouTube or Facebook or Twitter to ever even arise because they would be killed by lawsuits. And that's why the RIAA and the MPAA have been fighting the safe harbor provision ever since the beginning, and even though it's the one thing that allowed the Internet to thrive, thank God. And now with SOPA and PIPA, even if you take out these the provisions everyone says are the bad parts, you still would basically override the safe harbor of the DMCA by basically removing due process and changing the burden of proof. If you just make an allegation, then the site can be taken down.
Now, Stefan, we're going to take some calls here. We've got Chris in California calling in. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Stefan Kinsella. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just doing some thinking about the whole intellectual property rights issue. It's actually been something I've been thinking about for a while. It seems to me, and I was just wondering if I can get your guys' opinion upon it, that the 14th Amendment about equal protection, it seems to me that a law shouldn't be made unless the government or the people could ensure equal protection under that law. Yeah, I think intuitively everybody knows that this is, you know, so that corporations can go after, you know, little people, regular people, you know, for, you know, so-called infringements. But, you know, I don't think the government, according to the Constitution, has the right to even make a law unless they can ensure equal protection under it. You know, if I've got a guff with Sony or a biff with Sony, you know, the government should be able to use all of its resources in order to give me the same, you know, protections as it would for a corporation.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Stefan?
I think that's not a bad point. What Stephanie mentioned earlier about selective enforcement of laws is what results from these very broad grants that are only enforced at the discretion of prosecutors against, you know, unsavory characters. I mean, they're not going to go after Google. They could, but they're too popular, so they're going to go after Mega Uploads.
Of which there are, you know, 100 other sites out there that do the same thing that Mega Uploads
right.
does, but for some reason they go after them. And every once in a while they'll go after some mom whose kid has downloaded some stuff on the on the internet. And these awards that they give are incredible. You're talking about, you know, $300,000 for 16 downloads. I mean, I don't know what the math is on that, but $20,000 a
crazy.
Song? Maybe they're overcharging.
I actually think there's two pretty good and by the way, I do believe that if SOPA and PIPA had been enacted, they very likely could have been overturned as unconstitutional after 4 or 5 years of police state terrorism of people.
Sure, but we've been getting acclimated at that point.
It's pretty clear it's against the First Amendment. And I would even argue this. There are two really good arguments, constitutional arguments, against copyright law as it currently exists. Number one is the First Amendment. Number two is the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment bans unusual and excessive fines and unusual punishments.
Mm.
And you could argue that $4.5 billion a year liability or these fines people get violates the Eighth Amendment, which was passed after the Constitution and the Copyright Clause.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and then, of course,
absolutely.
The First Amendment, which has free speech, it's clear that the copyright law infringes free speech. And therefore, the First Amendment and the
Stephen,
Eighth
hold
Amendment
the line,
pose.
If you would. Please sure. hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in and talk to Stefan Kinsella about intellectual property questions, whether it's SOPA, PIPA, or whatever it has to do with intellectual property. He's here to answer your questions. You know that cigarettes aren't good for you. You know that they shorten lives. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try if you're a smoker. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com has a great offer. A pack-a-day smoker can save about $120 a month by using an e-cigarette, so you'll already start being richer, feeling better, smelling better. How about a free starter kit? A free starter kit containing two of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today, among the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today, is all you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. It's FTLs in Free Talk Live. Go to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase the 40 cartomizers, use the coupon code FTL, and you'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. You can also call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
So let's go back to Stefan.
Yes, Stefan, I have a question for you. In light of the Mega Upload case that we have discussed on Free Talk Live this week, as well as a little bit with you here tonight, I'm just wondering how, you know, if SOPA and PIPA were to pass, it said that they would allow things like this to happen and, you know, these more severe prosecutions of so-called violators. But it seems like the government is already doing these things anyway without SOPA and PIPA being laws. So I guess my question is, you know, how would it be any different if they passed, if they're already going to do this stuff?
I mean, in a way, that's a good question. How much worse can it get already? I mean, I think it's just a continual ratcheting up of the government's, the tools in their toolbox that they can use against people. To be clear, some of the people, one of the best sites discussing this is TechDirt, TechDirt.com, TechDirt. Mm. And there was a post on there, I think, by Glenn Moody the other day. The main poster is Mike Nasnik, but Glenn Moody had a post saying, okay, we kind of won this temporary battle. What do we do now? Let's think big. And, you know, what do we say is the real problem? And let's get to what Mark was originally driving at. The fundamental problem is copyright. It really is copyright. This is all basically an attempt to enforce copyright. It's just like the drug war. If you start with the assumption that drugs, certain prohibited narcotics, should not be allowed to be used or sold by individual free human beings, then you get the drug war. And if you start with the assumption that people own patterns of information and they should have a government monopolistic privilege that they can use to stop their people from trading and sharing and copying and competing, and they can use the force of the state against their competitors, then you're going to get these types of enforcement issues. The fundamental problem is copyright. And basically, if we want to think big, the solution is not to ratchet up the enforcement of this, not even to think of piracy as a problem, but to try to eliminate or radically scale back copyright.
Yeah, Stefan, that's so,
sure,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's, you know, that's so interesting that you say that, and I really like the parallel that you've drawn to the drug war. Now, I wanted to mention this to you real quick. I have this article here from Gizmodo.com, came out recently, saying that the Supreme Court has approved something that allows recopywriting public works that were previously in the public domain. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, in a way, last Wednesday, we'll see. We're only a couple days away from it, but in a way, I think last Wednesday was one of the most historic days, possibly in world history, because the Internet is one of the most important tools in world history to fight the state.
And, yep.
Okay. As Cory Doctorow pointed out in a recent talk, every time technology improves, it benefits the state. But it benefits the people more because the state's already in control. So, they're already in control of things. But if the Internet has empowered the average person with video cameras and cell phones and with, Twitter and email and texting and the Internet and social media far more than it has the government, so it's disproportionate. So it's a good thing. And that's why the state's fighting against it. So,
well, most of the state and the stuff they do on the Internet is still Web 1.0. I mean, they haven't they really haven't even moved into
They were talking about policing MySpace. We read this article last week to make sure there are no terrorists on there. Does anyone use it?
Looking for
bands,
alone, I guess.
Terrorists.
Yeah, and like I said, the pro IP act that George Bush signed was put out there in the name of stopping terrorism, because they said, terrorists are funded by counterfeited goods and by software piracy. I didn't really realize Al Qaeda was really the one hawking Madonna videos.
That's right.
Wow.
Whatever. But I think that, to be honest, the solution is very simple. The solution, piracy, I believe, is actually not a bad thing. I used to believe it was a bad thing, but that it shouldn't be illegal, like abortion or something like that. But now I don't even think it's a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with sharing information. The reason there's piracy is because we have these dinosaurs in the media, the big content industries, that don't provide a good product for a good price. I mean, if you just – Louis C.K., who's a fairly mid-level, well-known comedian, he has this annual show he does, and he, about 2 months ago, built a website, and he put his show online. And he said, you can buy this DRM-free thing for $5 from PayPal. No limitations whatsoever. I know there's going to be pirated copies, but if you want to buy it from here. He made $1 million in about 2 weeks, which was four times more than he even aimed at making.
Wow.
Because it was easy and free and a reasonable price.
Yeah.
And that's what Hollywood has to do. Hollywood and the music industry are really going to be the destroyers of civilization if they're able to get Congress to go along with them, but luckily for now, it looks like they're running scared.
You know, if a band, and this has been done by other bands, but if a band just puts their music online and they don't go through the big record label, I mean, these guys have studios in their home. They can produce the music. Then they, it's no problem to put it online.
Yeah.
I think that with a little help from, people around me, I could probably put a song online. so at that point, people can download it, and if you're charging a buck or 50 cents a song or whatever, they're going to make so much more than that dollar per album that they maybe get from the record company. That's the guys who've been around for a while, because most of the money goes into the infrastructure of the record company, paying the reps who are hassling the DJs and doing all the stuff that.
Or maybe Mark, you give away that song for free, and then you get hired as a DJ at different parties or something like that, or people pay you to do voiceovers or be on their songs or whatever.
Indeed.
Stephen? Yeah, and this whole infrastructure has been built on the entire copyright legislative infrastructure. It might not have existed the same way absent that. But the point is, so everyone says, well, since 15 years ago, since the Internet, it's easier to copy. That's true. It's easier to copy, but it's also easier for people to branch out and to make it on their own without going through a producer or a publisher. I mean, look at the Kindle and Amazon and iTunes. You can sell your music on your own. You can have a website.
You can have e-books. And the e-books that are prospering are 99 cents to $2.50. You're not talking about a paperback coming for $8.95 anymore. You're talking about people being able to get the same thing essentially on their Kindle for 99 cents to $2.50. And it's not going to the book companies. It's going to the author. Because no one ever says, whenever you talk to anybody about intellectual property and copyright and these things, they never say, well, what about the big music companies? What about the big publishing companies?
Who haven't changed any of their business practices for the past, 40, 50 years. Like, they're just dinosaurs.
Yeah, business practices always change. Yeah. I mean, there's no more blacksmiths out there shoeing horses anymore.
Right, and the buggy whip manufacturer is out of business, and the candle makers don't do as well as they used to. There's change happens, and the dinosaurs that have government monopoly privileges don't like it.
Stephen, please hold the line here. We'll be 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live with Stephanie and Mark. 855-450-3733.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie, tell me about the Liberty Forum coming up in New Hampshire.
Okay, well, first of all, I hope our guest who's on the line, Stephan Kinsella, would consider joining us at the Liberty Forum.
Let's bring him on.
I hope Stephan would consider attending the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is a annual event held. It's kind of a Free State Project event. It's from the Free State Project. It's going to be this February 23rd to the 26th, so that's exactly in 1 month coming up. And it's basically a Liberty Convention at a hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's got speakers. It's got all kinds of breakout sessions. I heard there's going to be an unconference there, which is pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the speakers that are coming include, Carlos Miller, Photography is Not a Crime. We're going to be talking about, videotaping the police. We got Peter Schiff, Jody Emery, Michael Cloud, Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast. So very diverse. The keynote speaker is Joel Salatin, who talks about entrepreneurship and farming,
yep,
which should be really interesting. So there's a very diverse array of speakers coming to the Liberty Forum. But
so where do people go to get registered?
They can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And I just want to add, for me, my favorite part is the socializing that goes on there.
freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and then coupon code FTL2012 to get 10% off.
Stephan, better get your tickets quick because it's coming up.
Stephan, are you on with us?
I'm here. I've been trying to get up to New Hampshire for a couple of years now, and one of these years, I hope to be there.
I don't blame you for not wanting to fly, Stephan. It's not that fun these days.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So we were talking about intellectual property here, and I think you brought up something that we didn't get a chance to really flesh out, and I think it's very important, is you basically said do away with copyright and or diminish it greatly. And I think that a lot of people probably, rear back at that. They think of people like authors and musicians,
right,
people who make movies, people who, I think drugs are patents, but I suspect you feel the same
and
way.
And most of the
patents.
People, by the way, who rear back at that also download music and stuff without paying for it. But
or read news stories and
right,
things like that for free.
They do it natural. They do it natural. Look, I mean, between patent and copyright, I think copyright's actually worse. Patent acts like a big tax on society, slows down scientific progress, but it's like a big tax. But copyright is much worse. It can be a criminal penalty. It can be used for extradition, as we've seen. and it can be used as a way to control freedom of expression on the internet. And just to go back to one thing I didn't get to finish, the First Amendment was enacted in 1791, 2 years after the Constitution was ratified in 1789. The 1789 Constitution had a copyright clause which authorized Congress to protect the works of authors, which was called science back then. Not the arts referred to inventions. In any case, you can argue that it's clear the Copyright Act as enacted now clearly infringes free speech and freedom of press rights. I mean, even the Supreme Court acknowledges this, but they try to balance it, which is what most people that favor both try to do. They try to balance these things. That's why they say, well, this is important to stop copyright infringement, but this goes too far. So they want to balance free speech rights.
Right. With the suggestion is that somebody in the government knows what the right balance is, and that's very strange. And it, you know, either it's stealing or it's not stealing. Either the progeny of the person who created the wheel deserve a check every time somebody drives their car, or they don't. And so, I mean, you can't have this kind of arbitrary, we'll have it last 99 years in the lifetime of the artist or whatever period of time, you know. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer needs to be you need to pay somebody when you sing that, but Silent Night you don't. So I mean, you know, this, none of this makes any sense.
Well, and there's a principle of legislative and constitutional law which says that, you know, if you have a later enacted statute or constitutional provision, it overrides the earlier one if there's a conflict. That's why, for example, prohibition was first enacted on the country and then a later amendment repealed it. I mean, the reason we don't have prohibition now of alcohol is because the amendment that declared prohibition illegal came after. And the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights came in 1791, 2 years after the Constitution. Mm. So to the extent there's a conflict between the Eighth Amendment, which covers excessive fines, and the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech and freedom of expression, freedom of the press, and even freedom of religion, by the way. I mean, this copyright issue even leaks into the church. I mean, you know, you have the church recopyrighting missalettes. Oh, you mentioned earlier the Supreme Court decision. The very day, the Wednesday, that we had this massive SOPA protest, which was effective, the Supreme Court ruled that Congress has the power under this copyright clause to take works that were now public domain and put them back into copyright protection.
Yeah,
so you unbelievable.
Have thousands, tens of thousands of choir and orchestral works that people have been using for a long time, and now they're going to have to stop using them. The converse of this is just the other day, James Joyce's works went into the public domain, at least in Europe. And so now all these troops and companies are going to start doing James Joyce plays. And there's nothing wrong with this. But he's a famous guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what people's works from 60, 70, 80 years ago that were not as big of a guy as James Joyce were lost because no one could reproduce it without permission, and it's been lost in the tide of time because of copyright. Copyright destroys culture. Locks things up.
You know, I have a story about exactly what you're talking about. Let me, I'll tell you about it in a minute, but let me first take Conrad calling from Fargo. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Stephanie Mark and Stefan Kinsella. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Sorry to change gears, but I've got a topic which I think is rather important here.
Go right ahead.
Well, I think the copyright stuff is important, but there's only one way we're really going to affect this change, and that's if Ron Paul wins.
I would say that he would give it the best chance. Stefan?
Well, Ron Paul has been, and Rand, as far as I understand, have at least been against SOPA and HIPAA from the beginning. But they're constitutionalists, so I'm not sure they're opposed to copyright in principle. And in fact, I've got to say, it somewhat dismayed me that the Ron Paul campaign last week filed a lawsuit using defamation law and trademark law against some anonymous protester who filed this fairly racist video on YouTube attacking Gary Johnson, allegedly in the name of Ron Paul. And
it wasn't Gary Johnson, it was the other one, Huntsman.
Huntsman, sorry, yeah, that's right. So I agree with you, but the problem is Ron Paul would return to the Constitution. The Constitution allows copyright. And I would love for Ron Paul to come out strongly against copyright. At least he's against SOPA, which is good. But he should not be suing people to make them to reveal their identities because they're anonymous on YouTube and exercising their freedom of speech and using trademark and other intellectual property laws to stop them. I have to assume that was a decision of his campaign that he wasn't really involved in.
It would seem to me like there's a creative solution to that that doesn't involve using the copyright system or suing anybody. You know, it would seem like they could put out their own video saying, hey, guess what? This guy is not affiliated with our campaign. This isn't true, you know, and see it spread.
Let's take Conrad here.
This kind of reminds me of Ron Paul and what he does with earmarks. See, he'll use the weapons in the arsenal while at the same time trying to destroy them, right? Just because you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I understand, but I don't agree that you can destroy something by using it.
I think that Huntsman and Ron Paul both disavowed the video, and that should have been the end of it. I mean, that was enough to say, look, we're not responsible for what other people say.
The sad thing is the way that it works on the news is the news plays the video, says that Ron Paul attacked Huntsman. Then they never play a retraction, or if they do play a retraction, they play it, you know, 50 times saying it happened. And then if they have a retraction, it's one time, and then they stop doing it again. Mm-hmm. But it's imprinted in people's minds.
But
so
they can't make the news play that retraction again via a lawsuit anyway. So I don't see how the lawsuit solves that problem.
You know, maybe the lawsuit causes another news story. I don't know.
The thing about the Constitution is the copyright clause says that the purpose of this power given to Congress to give monopolies for a limited time to creators of artistic works is to encourage the creation of artistic works or science, is what they called it back then. And there's no evidence that it actually does, especially with SOPA, especially with taking works back into the private thing.
Let's talk about that in a minute here. Please hold the line, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live with Stefan Kinsella, a patent attorney who wants to get rid of copyright law. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tuck Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.